you haven't tried G2G protein bars, today is the day. Find them in the refrigerated section at Costco, your local grocer, or at G2Gbar.com. Incredible taste and packed with protein. They are perfect for your on-the-go lifestyle. Check them out today.
Your home for the best coverage of the Jazz, Utes, and Cougars is right here on The Zone. This is JJ and Alex, presented by G2G Bars on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
It's an exciting day for the state of Utah. I think we haven't had this moment since I remember when the Jazz came. At least people tell me the 1979 is when they came to Utah. And so this is a big day and it's a big moment.
That was Ryan Smith today on Sportsnet in Canada. You know they're interested in this news today that the NHL is officially coming to Utah. We believed and felt this was going to happen. It was imminent and the official news came today that the NHL is establishing a new franchise here in Utah, and all the operations staff, players, draft picks coming to Utah from the Arizona Coyotes. And who better to talk to now than Jay Stevens, Utah Puck Report, KSLSports.com, lifelong hockey fan, strong leading member of the hockey community here in Utah. It's been a long day, Jay. It's been a very long day.
I get it.
I have to read a golf thing here. That's on my sheet here, so I'm confusing it. Getting a little ahead of myself, but let's dig into this. I don't want to waste any time. Let's get right into this. Just first of all, your reaction now that it's real.
My phone's been blown up, and even us just long-lasting, diehard hockey fans never dreamed this day would come true, and I just keep thinking, I'm going to wake up tomorrow and this really didn't happen, because this is too good to be true. This changes my retirement plans. This changes my entire life. I have to reach out to my retirement, though, to pull some money out of the 401 to buy season tickets now, right? Like,
yeah.
This is big for us. This is just amazing.
Yeah. I mean, what, season tickets open today? Where is it at? Like, it's...
I just got a text. They're just, like, over 8,000 now.
Oh, gosh.
8,000 seats deposited for season tickets.
Jay,
and a building that holds 14,500.
How much did the Coyotes stadium even hold?
4,600.
Yeah, we're almost double that already in a few hours.
Yeah, and Coyotes weren't even selling it out because people were angry about it. Yeah, so
wow. It's the right move for Arizona.
It's the right move for the NHL and for these players. It just hasn't been fair, and that's getting brought up. And the thing I really like about it, I don't want to ramble on too much, but as it's been discussed now and the details are out, we didn't buy the Phoenix Coyotes, like, or the Arizona Coyotes. They still have their opportunity.
Right.
So, because, you know, I was here during the Year of Darkness when they took the Salt Lake Golden Eagles from us. And it sucked. And I feel so bad for what those Arizona fans are going through, because they're diehard hockey fans, and they had their team taken from them. But they have the chance to get it back. So, yeah, we took all their players and draft picks and prospects and their skate sharpener and the bag of pucks and all that stuff. But they've got the chance, and now it's Utah's turn to shine.
Right.
And it's. I talked to Ryan last night, and he said, you know, Utahns show up, and it's going to make this amazing. Like, we're going to show the NHL why it was picked. We're going to show everybody else why the NHL picked Salt Lake.
There's no doubt about that. And you mentioned the season tickets already up to 8,000. That's in 3 hours.
Yeah.
NHL in Utah, you can go do it right now. Go put down your deposit and get your seats. I think it's going to be double that by tomorrow, which just blows my mind. Yeah. They don't even have that many seats yet.
Right.
They're going to get there quick, but
yeah.
Wow. Branding is very important. Image, what this team is, and you are well qualified to answer this. Look, I remember the Salt Lake Golden Eagles. We've had the Utah Grizzlies. There's a great hockey history that goes all the way back to the 60s. Of all the things you've heard, what do you think would be the best brand image look for this hockey team? What do you think makes the most sense?
I don't. You know that Yetis thing? I hated it at first.
Yeah?
But the more it comes up, the more it makes sense to me. You've got,
maybe,
and it's
I
just like,
it.
You know, it's like the Flintstone chewable vitamin. I hated them at first, but then eventually I craved them every day.
You develop a taste.
I loved them right off the back. I don't know. I was like, give me more. I'll take my vitamins, Mom.
But yeah, I just, the Yeti thing makes sense to me, but a lot of people like Blizzard. I don't love the Z's.
Yeah.
And Blizzard ties in a little too much with the Avalanche. So, and when I talked to Ryan yesterday and I said, what are we doing about the name? And he said, I'm not going to make a mistake. We have one shot to make it right, and we're gonna take our time. So, but you can't. The Utah Hockey Club is technically what the University of Utah hockey team is called right now. They are called the Utah Hockey Club. That's their website. So they're going to be called Utah Hockey something.
Hmm.
And I think they're going to take their time. I think we come out with I think we get a color scheme here in the next 48 hours that's going to be mountainous. I expect to see some purple in there.
You think the color scheme they unveil tomorrow could be the one that's permanent?
I think so.
Okay.
There's been a lot of thought in this. You're talking before. They've hired a big firm.
Yeah.
They're going to put a lot of thought into it. I wouldn't be surprised if it just ends up being the Yeti. And he could rush it. It's hot right now. If you had Yeti jerseys right now, he'd be making a bank off.
We've seen some of the mock-ups.
Great. I love the mocks.
With some purple and blue and white, like the icy look Yeti.
And the mountains in the background.
And it's a great mascot. It's very marketable.
Yeah.
Very marketable, and it makes a lot of sense. I think Jeremy was shaking his head in the room there, but
I get
that's
it.
All right.
I totally get it. And there's a lot of people that don't love it. And, you know, when we first started talking about it, I loved the Fighting Saints. Mm-hmm. Because that's got a tie to Utah as well.
Yeah.
I can see how some people wouldn't like it. Maybe it's too.
Wasn't that the name that was supposed to be the name of the original Golden Eagles, but there was some controversy around it.
And
the church didn't like it.
I don't know if it was the church. I think it was the church, but and then also St. Paul, the professional hockey team that was the Fighting Saints, they were like, wait, we still own that logo.
There you go.
So, but now they don't. Like, I checked it out. It's out there.
Okay.
But I don't think it's under consideration.
So Greg Wyshynski, our last guest, he shared this. There's a guy named Clark Rasmussen who looks these things up, but he looked up the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office. And on Tuesday, the following applications were filed. Utah Blizzard, Utah Venom, Utah Fury, Utah HC, Utah Hockey Club.
Yeah.
What do you think of the Fury or the Venom?
I'm for them. I like Fury. I heard Revolution at some point too.
Okay.
Utah Revolution.
I'd heard that. Well, you know, actually they registered like 30 names and 30 websites yesterday.
There you go.
Oh, okay.
I've heard Olympians too.
I saw a mock up for
the Olympic Games, Mount Olympus.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
I liked it too. You know what? I'm just happy to be here.
Yeah, I was just going to say that. I was like, I'm happy with whatever. These are all great.
I'm fine. I was just reading on the Utah Puck Report page. People are like, they're already making a joke over the team because they're not going to name it for a year. I'm like, no, they're taking their time, and I don't care
Who's
what they call
a
it.
Joke?
I am just excited that it's going to be here. It doesn't matter what you do.
Yeah, you're mad at somebody for being patient?
Yeah. You're mad because we're bringing an NHL team here, and it's going to cost $100 to go to a game.
If you haven't tried G2G protein bars, today is the day. Find them in the refrigerated section at Costco, your local grocer, or at G2GBar.com. Incredible taste and packed with protein. They are perfect for your on-the-go lifestyle. Check them out today.
Bottom line is the best hockey in the world is going to be here
for
41 games next year in Utah, 82 total on the home and road. It's incredible. Let's break down the team because a lot of us were watching closely last night now that we knew this was happening, and we're really getting into who these guys are. That's a fun team, and these guys are coming here.
Yeah, how about that Connor Ingermann? That made some big saves last night.
Matias. He was great. Yep. I mean, Michelli, just really good players on this team.
Yep.
A good young nucleus. And with Ryan's, I know Ryan's not going to be penny pinching on this like Morello was.
Yeah.
He's going to spend to bring in other guys. There's a potential here to be good quick.
Bill Armstrong's he's a great GM. He's stockpiled. Everything's sitting ready to strike like the Venom. No, I thought I'd just throw that out.
There you go.
Work.
He's
you
coming
go.
Furious
I just,
for the
I
Fury.
Like change the voice too, right? He's just like the Spider-Man Venom. The Venom.
No, I just thought I'd throw that. Anyway, we're poised to strike, and it's what did they say? Danny Ainge said big game hunting when he was talking about going after some free agents.
Yeah,
that's what we're doing now. Like he's finally this awesome GM who's been under these ridiculous restraints. And you can't get guys to come in. Look, it's hard to get guys to play in Canada because of the taxes, and it's almost impossible to get guys to play in Phoenix because you're playing in a college arena. And now you're like, look, new team, new arena, come live in Utah. Most Europeans and most hockey players love Utah. And in fact, I saw Connor Ingram saying he already had it planned to stop here on his way home.
Well, he does every year.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. So. I think we're going to see some big names come in. I also, I don't know, I can say whatever I want, right? I think Trevor Lewis gets signed here next year.
Oh, that would be perfect. Wouldn't that be the perfect way for him to end his career?
Yeah. And he hits
That'd be great.
He hits his 1,000th game here next year.
Oh, that would be special.
Yeah, Trevor's got some really good free agent friends that have veteran leadership that have won a couple cups. I could see him bringing one or two of them.
Wouldn't
Alex Martinez,
special?
His contract's up with Vegas. Vegas has to dump a big player next year. Marchessault or Hurdle. They don't have room for both of them. Two $8 million guys. So, I mean, there's some big names out there. We only have 13 guys from this team that you just saw play last night that are still under contract. So, I mean, obviously we have some prospects in Tucson. I love saying we. It's so cool.
Hey, it's so cool. Hey, invest. Invest in it, baby.
So, anyway, I think we have a really good team coming. I really, truly, and this isn't just hopeful, Jay. This is... I think we have a NHL playoff game here next year.
I mean, well, that's what
Can
everybody's
saying. Can
you believe
the Stanley Cup playoffs 1 year from today here at Delta Center? It's unbelievable.
This is unreal.
Real quick, the division. How excited are you about this division? I know you follow it closely. Top team in the West, the Dallas Stars is there, the Colorado Avalanche. This is a great division. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, and we still have former Utah Grizzlies playing for the Dallas Stars. You know, so that's cool to see it go full tilt. And at one point, we were the Arizona Coyotes farm club when we were in the A. So there's still a couple players like that around. It's a great division. We have some current Utah Grizzlies or that were on the roster within the last 2 years that are in the Avalanche system, obviously, since the Grizzlies are their farm club, that could be in that too. So you're going to have these guys. It's like this full circle thing of Dallas coming into town and Colorado coming into town, not only being phenomenal hockey players, but we have a little bit of tradition with them as well because they played here at some point.
Jace, this is awesome. I know how much this means to you, how excited you are. I hope you're enjoying this. It's not a pipe dream anymore. It is real. We are an NHL market.
That's unreal.
So cool.
Say it again. Just say it one more time.
We are an NHL market.
I love
NHL
that you're not putting potential.
It's officially in Utah. No, there's no more reports. Sources say it is real. Utah is now the home of NHL hockey. April 18, 2024 is a day we will remember for the rest of the time, the day the NHL came to Utah. Jay, thanks so much. You can hear Jay on the Puck Report, KSLSports.com, and look forward to his series coming up with Utah Hockey Club owner Ryan Smith in the weeks to come. Jay, thanks so much. We appreciate it. We'll do it again soon.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
All right, before we go to break, golfers, you don't want to miss Uinta Golf multi-vendor demo and fitting event this Saturday from 10 to 4 at Mulligan's Golf and Games. This big one-day event is your chance to demo the hottest new products, meet with golf manufacturer reps, and get custom fit for your new clubs. And all purchases, all backed by our 90-day 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go to theworldwidegolf.com and book your custom fitting today, this Saturday at Mulligan's Golf and Games. Get there. We got to take a break. JJ and Alex, 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
The murder of two men forces their families to wrestle with impossible questions. Who is forgiveness for? Does everyone deserve a second chance? Follow season 2 of The Letter, Ripple Effect, at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.